got my hopes up. We talk too much. No hesitation. What are we waiting for? Hello and welcome back to Rambler and Chief. Yeah. Although we're not, do we have a name for this episode?
For this episode, it's just this is nothing because that's what's written on the shade right there on the window.
Oh yeah, no. Okay, so for those of you listening at home and you can't see because you're not in the studio with us, right behind me and directly at Danielle's 11:30, 12 o'clock area. The shade is down and it says, "This is nothing," in kind of menacing, scrawly handwriting, which is even more suspicious because the people whose show is normally before ours were not here.
Yeah, that was sus.
And that, I mean, that...
Sus.
And that, like, it happens, but also they hadn't signed out of, like, the playlist that they were making. Like, there was a lot of layers to this puzzle. So if we do not come out of this episode alive,
now you know
there are two clues for the investigating police officers.
Sure.
So there we go. So what you just heard was the song "Talk Too Much" by Coin, and I'm only gonna play songs from the three bands that are gonna be performing.
Wait, you just play that song was a comp. By Coin?
It was by Coin. Are you playing a song by Coin?
I was, but I will change it.
No, you can play a song by Coin.
No. I got a new one.
Okay, so while Daniela is finding a new song, the songs I'm going to be playing are forecasted to be from three bands that are going to be performing in Boston, because I'm going to be here this summer, and I'm trying to go to the concert, so we're going to play, I'm at least going to play songs by them. The bands are Coin, Fits and the Tantrums, and I want to say Young the Giant.
Oh, Young the Giant and Fizz of the Transcripts are touring together?
Yeah, and yeah. Coin. Here, wait, I can...
Oh, all three of them?
Yeah, so...
I didn't know that.
Okay, wait. I'll do of your song. I'll look this up while we're playing it.
Yeah, all right. Well, here's a song that I got queued up for you all. So.
Okay, here we are.
Mrs. Hubert, you think that they should hang with us? Can't feel my music, we used to dance so the lonely us. Monk from my monastery, carried my bags out the door. Lit that with a big, hit a jig through the ash with the cash in the knapsack. Used to love me, I used to love you. We had the phone, we had the phone. But did you love me like I loved you?
Okay.
Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadent, academic. Sure, no, never miss me, no. Once I go into the diamond, his darkest diamonds. Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadent, academic. Sure, no, never miss me. Listen, Janet, cool if I call you Janet. Been hanging on this branch in the canopy out in Canada. Man, just mangled my manager. Text say I'm about to vanish. What we doing this weekend? Was thinking it's time to dance, dance. Used to love me, I used to love you. We had the phone, we had the phone. But did you love me like I loved you? Wonder if you'll dismiss me.
why I want love. I just want love. Said I wonder. Said I wonder. Said I wonder. I wonder, said I wonder, said I wonder, I just want love.
Welcome back.
You are listening to Rambler in Chief. I'm one of them, and
I am the other. That's not, since it's a singular name.
We don't know who is who.
It's fine. It changes every time.
It changes every time. We have not thought of this week's name, but yeah. You are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yep.
That's 91.5 FM.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for tuning in, spending your Monday at 6 to 7 with us two.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
So, Daniela, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
This past weekend, all I did was study.
But the last
weekend was a lot of fun.
That's what I want to hear about then.
I was in Florida, where all the old people live.
How are they? Wrinkle City, as they call it.
It was, in fact, there was literally only two age groups. Like 8-year-olds and then 75-year-olds.
That's so weird.
It was a wide age difference, I will say.
So there were a lot
of leather couches on the beach.
Wait, what? Explain that. I don't even know what that means.
Think about old people on the beach.
Oh no, leather couches.
Yeah.
Are they not wearing sunscreen?
Definitely not. At that point, they're like, I'm already wrinkly. You know, so, but it was really fun. It was a lot of fun.
What'd you do in Miami? It was
Boca Raton, where a real ton of old people.
Boca Raton.
Yeah, so basically we played tennis. We played tennis. We went on the beach.
Did you go to Butterfly World?
No, we didn't.
Why did you go to Gumbo Limbo?
No, I actually kind of wanted to go there, but we didn't go there.
Sugar Sand Park?
No.
What did you do?
We went to the beach. We played tennis, and then we walked around some outdoor mall area.
It looks beautiful.
It was nice. Yeah, just like a lot of old people. Yeah. Also, just like Florida's a weird place.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I don't know. It's got all the crazy news stories about like people.
Could you see it? Was it like a thing that you observed?
No, I mean, but like you just know, you know, especially if you go into like the middle of the state and out to the panhandle, things just get sketchy.
I wouldn't do that.
But then there's also a ton of Cubans, so I kept hearing Spanish everywhere, and I kept thinking like, oh, is that my uncle or is that my? I'm just kidding. Not really.
How was the food? How was the food?
It was good. Yeah. But honestly, like, the further south you go, the better the Cuban food.
Well, I'm sure. Okay, so I have a friend who's Cuban and whose mom, I believe, grew up, like, in Cuba. I don't actually know. I'm not 100% sure. But.
Because I also know him, too.
No, we're not talking about Chris.
Oh, just kidding.
We were talking about somebody else. Oh. And that person's mom insists that the best Cuban food is in the airport.
Which airport?
It's in Tampa.
Tampa Airport?
Yeah, I think so.
I find that really hard to believe.
I'm just saying, this person has more, that, they are an expert, and I'm not, and they said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, so, I've never been to the Tampa Airport, so I wouldn't know. It depends on if it was,
it's, one stand in the Tampa Airport.
Okay.
I don't know, I can get more information about this, but.
Maybe.
But that's your travel tip from us here at Rambler in Chief. That would be it. Tampa
Cuban
Airport.
Food.
I really want to. Okay, so I'm also going to Florida at
some
point.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Miami.
Okay. I've got all the good wrecks.
Oh, please. I will. What are some that you would say?
Okay, if you want a good piece of steak, you go what's that called? El Ranchero? No.
I've heard
El
that.
El Rancho.
Okay.
Then if you want Cuban juices.
I do. Always.
With cool. A bunch of old people hanging around
there.
That's it. Yeah. Palacio de los Jugos.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It means Palace of the Juices.
Makes
translation,
sense.
You know.
Thank you so much.
And then let's see what else. I mean, you got like the Joe's Stone Crab, which is really fancy, and you got nice seafood. But then you also got a really super casual place that's got really good Cuban food called Rancho Molina. That's a good place. All these places are ranches. There's also one I saw. You're just going to phase into this.
No.
There was one time I saw, went to a place called Las Culebrinas. It was horrible.
Why was it so bad?
It literally translates to like, culebrinas are like rattlesnakes.
It sounded really fancy when you said it because you have like the exact, like you pronounce it right. And then you're like, it was horrible.
It was horrible. Because it's literally called the snakes. So yeah, don't go there.
Don't go to
all the other places. I said,
don't know about you,
there.
But when I hear a place called the Snakes, I'm not like, oh, that sounds like that's where I should go.
Yeah.
Tangentially.
See, that's another thing. There's a lot of Cubans that think they know what good food is, and then there's a lot that actually do know what good food is. Hot take, I know. You know. Call us.
Shoot.
If you think that's a hot take.
At
855-915-9636 if you think that's a hot take.
That number again was 855-915-WMFO-9636. All 10 of you out there, I know you're listening. And then all of you fine folks out in your cars, feel free. Yeah. Call in. We want to talk.
Yeah, chit-chat. Why not?
All right, whose next song is it? Also,
Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yeah, okay. Also, any Miami travel wrecks, I'll take. Scuba diving spots, I'll take. Food, I'll take. Things to go gaze at, I'll take.
Gaze at.
I want to cast my eyes onto stuff in Miami, so let me know what I should do that to.
Okay, actually, can you do the song?
Yeah. All right, so here's our next song. It is by a different band that I'm hoping to see in concert soon. So here we are. It's going to be an abrupt fade, so prepare your ears.
I don't think you're all ready, but...
You're not. You can't. There's not a chance.
And here we go.
Oh, damn thing breaks, I'll be there to take you home. I'll be there to take your pulse. Oh, in the cracks of our skin, there's a memory of a dove. Oh, when the dusk dissipates, I'll grow patient. Input.
And welcome back. So what you just heard was
Strictly Game by Harlem Shakes.
Great song. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah. This is a song that I've listened to for so long. And yeah, anytime, I don't know, I always listen to it in the new year. I don't know. But sometimes if I feel kind of like meh, I'll just give it a listen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And right before that, you heard?
We heard Atoll by Napalm. I don't know. Atoll? I don't know.
Atoll.
Atoll.
I think it's Atoll.
Yeah.
Like, you pay Atoll, but also, like, Bikini Atoll.
That's
which is...
Yeah, that island.
Probably what that...
Yeah.
That's... Do you know the SpongeBob theory with that?
No.
So, there's this place called... I don't know. I'm going to get some of the facts wrong, but... So, there's a place called Bikini Atoll, which is a place where the United States tested a lot of, like, the nuclear devices and, and the idea is that, like, the radiation and fallout from those tests...
Created all the animal people.
Created all, yeah, Bikini Bottom, Bikini Atoll,
wait,
same
so
time period.
Are you sure that's
they
a thing?
They often show that explosion in the show.
There's always explosions.
But in the water, that, like, one that's from, like, a test, like a...
Yeah, sure.
All right, you're not...
I just think, whatever. Is there actually a place called Bikini Atoll?
Yeah, Google it right now.
I'll do that.
It's picturesque. All right, so while Danielle is doing that, the song you heard before that was the song Over and Over by Small Pools. You might hear a couple more Small Pools. I really like them a lot.
Small Pools.
Small Pools. It is
just the way you said it and the way that just it is, it's just really
the way
funny.
That it is.
Small Pools.
Small Pools.
ASMR right here. Small
Welcome.
Pools. Sorry to make anyone uncomfortable. I apologize.
Yeah.
Or if you like ASMR, let us know. Maybe we'll become an ASMR channel.
In. It's really free form at this point. We're still figuring it out. Okay. How many of you are not calling in, I think, is what I want to know. We lost one.
That's fine.
So
I had a few.
Nine of you. One of you should call in. We're waiting.
Actually, the Bikini Atoll used to be called the Eschscholtz Atoll. Sorry.
An educational show we have here.
Yes, quite. And what are these gibberish words?
Yeah, read some of the gibberish, please.
No, it's like random letters on the flag of the Bikini Atoll.
Read some of the read it. I can't
Men
see it.
Men otem jej regilobain anish.
That was a car horn, if you heard that. We're going to play the next song.
That means we need to play the next song.
That means that's their cue. So we're going to play right here.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back.
Hello.
So we hope that you enjoyed our brief intermission. What song do we play for them during our brief intermission?
That was Surprise Hotel by Fool's Gold. Yes. And if you didn't realize or didn't recognize the language that he was singing, was in Hebrew, supposedly.
He was dance talking in Hebrew.
Yes. And honestly, for the longest time that I've known that song, I had never known what he had spoken, what he was singing. And I finally knew because I searched it up.
That's exciting.
The wonders of
the internet. What a time to be alive.
Speaking of being alive. Yes, it's the perfect introduction to our organ donation PSA. There are a ton of scratched out many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason.
Ooh.
This one scratched out it saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com is a dating, this links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the US, 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com.
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 Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life.
Life.
This has been a public service announcement message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So yeah, organ donation.
I'm not an organ donor. I'm also not, and I don't know how I would become one.
It's pretty simple.
Will you tell me about that?
Go to the DMV and ask them, and wait in a super long line and ask them.
Yeah, once you ask them, will you take both my kidneys?
And they'd say, you have to wait longer.
Have you filled out the DS-980 form? And then you'd say, no. And then you'd have to fill that out. And then that would help you get in line for the next thing. Anyway, become an organ donor.
Yeah.
You might. Who knows?
Or don't.
I mean, it's your body, but like.
Or if you need an organ.
It's like a take a penny, leave a penny tray.
That is not how it works.
That is how it works. So you can like while they're in you, they will take your, like while they're putting in a new kidney, they will take out your appendix, and like it's sort of like a cycle, is what I've read.
Moving on. Okay.
So, all right. So I have a song.
Cool.
To distract from that. Speaking of maps, this song has
because we were
the
talking
name
about
Atlas.
Maps.
Yeah. So here we are.
Enjoy, please.
Or don't. It's up to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. gone to the coast, gone to the coast, where I let my head down. Out on the beach, out on the beach, where I let my ship sail. Gone to the coast, where I let my hair down. Out on the beach, out on the beach, where I let my ship sail. 'Cause I don't know what I want, I don't know what to think, with both the currents strong. And I don't know about you, tell me something that I'm supposed to do. Runners don't run to me, runners don't say the same old things. Racers don't bother me, racers don't say the same old things that you always do. Gone to the coast, gone to the coast, where I let my hair down. Out on the beach, out on the beach, where I let my ship sail. Gone to the coast, gone.
wanna say? Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry about that. I had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you. Glad to have you back. So we found out that it went from 9 of you to 12 of you.
Yeah. So welcome those 3 extra people.
It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take some reviews. There will like find us on Yelp, rate us. It helps out a lot. Like,
rate
subscribe below. Yeah. Rate us. We are your professor. Or roast us. Roast your professor, too.
Yeah, actually, roast us.
I'd rather get roasted, too.
I get it enough in my life, so minus what's one, a few more roasts.
What's the best roast you've ever been roasted with?
I don't know. My dad gives pretty good zingers.
You got any good ones?
Nah, I can't think of all the top of my head.
Okay, well,
I've tried to, like, you know, erase him from my...
That's fair.
Oh, also, shout out Felix. I forgot to give him... Oh, yeah. Okay, well, Felix is those 3 extra listeners, so thanks, Felix.
He's all 3?
Thank you, Felix. Felix was my FYA.
Hey, way to go. Thank you, Felix.
And he's a really chill dude.
It's good to hear. If you see him...
Give him a high five.
Give him a high five for us. Yeah, give him 2. Give him
2 high fives.
You got 2
both
hands.
Both arms in the air. And then maybe throw in a hand hug.
And a hand hug. Because to make it weird.
Just to make it weird. Literally, and just uncomfortable. Make it weird.
Yeah, please. What was I going to say? So, okay, I'll let you think of the best roast you've ever had done to you. The best roast I've ever had
done... Oh, actually, no. Oh. Matt Tolbert gives me the best roasts.
I want to hear one.
He seems
like he would have some good ones.
So, I just had one, and I forgot it. You go. But he's a really good roaster.
So I was discussing with my friend Robbie how, how my grandpa... had gone to MIT when he was just 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my
and
friend Robbie
that.
And, yeah, exactly. And I told my friend Robbie that, and he said, wow, Ben, how did the gene pool get so diluted? Which was a very good roast.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it stung, but also you got to appreciate where credit is deserved, and he got me, so.
Yeah.
So that was it. Yeah, that was my best one. Have you thought of yours?
No, honestly, I can't think of one right now.
Okay.
I feel lame, but I honestly can't think of one.
All right, we'll work on that. We'll come back to it. In the meantime.
Yeah, let's play a song.
Okay, so this next song, sort of underground. I don't know if you guys would have heard it.
sort of underground.
Just kidding. It's not all underground. But I like it a lot, so we're going to play it.
Cool.
Enjoy.
Hold on, Selecta.
I knew it was true. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Now I'm not a highly metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can't.
Okay.
Bump into a person in the middle of the road,
rocking in the dance hall, moving with you. Dancing in the night out in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you, 'cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Best luck I had was you, and I know one thing, that I love you. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I say, hey,
and with that, we only have one more song left.
Yeah, we do.
This has been an hour.
This has been an hour with your host,
Rambler.
It's in. Rambler in chief. It's not Rambler and chief.
No, it's N. It's the N? The I is an apostrophe.
Oh, okay. So you take it as you will.
It's interpretive. But anyway.
Like this whole show.
Everything. Everything is interpretive. Next one, we're just going to do Spanish. The whole thing.
You mean us speaking in Spanish
the
whole time?
Yeah, we're just going to speak start to end. We're going to speak
and
in Spanish.
And only music in Spanish?
Music in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
That's our goal. I am in Spanish 22, barely. And Daniela speaks Spanish. So it's going to be interesting.
Probably. We'll see if we stick with that. You know, everything changes within minutes with us. So there you have it.
Yes.
But thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Hope you all have a nice Monday night and the rest of your week.
Good things. 13 listeners, good things for the rest of your week.
All right, and here we go. Last song.
Oh, wait, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's us.
Well, WMFO, 91.5 WMFO. Yeah, okay, we got
you
it.
You said it. You got it.
I think need to be in there somewhere. Okay.
Anyways, here's a song, Ways to Go, Group Love.
Oh,
have a nice night.
Best song ever. All right, here we are.